la 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 la.
שלום חברים, הקבוצות התורניות שלנו היום הן מקבוצת ישראל, ירושלים, טבריה ורחובות.
Hello friends, groups on duty today are the Jerusalem, Rehovot groups. Jerusalem, please.
Hello dear friends, what a great joy it is to be here, what a huge privilege, how excited I am, how beautiful it is. I'm very happy that the Creator woke me up in the middle of the night and brought me to the most holy place. I look at the screens and I see all the groups and I simply feel the friends that are sitting there burning, yearning for connection, ready with a deep and strong prayer in their heart. Truly, you can feel my screen on fire, yearning to raise a prayer to the Creator. Friends, I'm speaking here from the center of the United 10 of the groups of Tiberias and Rehovot and Jerusalem. Here we are grateful to you, friends. We are ready to work. We are ready to be here for you. And we are ready with the prayer to connect and make the Creator happy. So, let's open our heart. Let's open our ears and let's listen to a very, very special excerpt by Rabash that will tell us how we should enter the lesson. And our friend, our great, huge Kabbalist friend, super Kabbalist, Tzaki from Rehovot, will read the excerpt for us, please.
Good morning, great group. And here's the excerpt. However, even when one comes to know that the Creator can help him, he understands that the real advice is only prayer. The body comes and makes him see that, quote, you see how many prayers you have already prayed, but you receive no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above, end quote. At that time, he cannot pray. Then, we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if the person is adept and has good qualities or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This, too, requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray for the Creator to help him overcome his view and pray. This is from Abbas's article, What is If He Swallows the Bitter Herb, He Will Not Come Out in the Work? L'chaim.
Active workshop. What is required right now so the Creator will hear our prayer? again, an active workshop, what is required right now so that the Creator would hear our prayer.
Navid, תתחיל.
What's required is for us to be as one man in one heart, to be together, to have a common intention, to know the rules of the game, to attain the quality of bestowal.
Sorry, friends.
Rav, we can't hear you properly. We can't hear you properly, Rav. No, we can't hear you.
Omrim she'Hashem shomea tefila.
They say that the prayer, the Creator hears a prayer not of a person for himself, but of a person for his friend. There is this example that no one can feed himself with his own hand. However, if he gives the other with a spoon and this way each one to the other, then everyone can get their food. But no one can feed himself. But if I feed myself, it means that I'm using my ego. And if I feed someone else, it means that I'm using the force of bestowal. So it's only in such a way. If we pray for the other, and it doesn't matter precisely if it's from the bottom of our heart or not, it doesn't matter if we know exactly what the other one needs or not, if we are aimed towards the other, to some extent above our ego, with an effort, then the Creator will complete the work for me. He will do whatever is needed. But there will be a connection between us already, and something, some spiritual food, each and every one will get it. So we have to think about this system, but when each one feeds himself, this is against the thought of creation. Please continue.
Here our prayer means to think as strongly as possible about the whole ten. Each one thinks of the ten. Each nine think about the rest, all the ten. Everything is aimed outside of us, towards the friends in the ten.
Yes, that the Creator will help us, help all the friends ascend above their ego, above the will to receive, with a prayer outside of themselves, to be in one intention as one man in one heart, with a common deficiency, to be similar to the light in equivalence of form, to demand the light, and to be like this the entire lesson alone.
Yes, also the excerpt we read yesterday before sleep about the prayer of many, where the main thing is not to think about oneself. It's we learn that this is how nature works, how our body works. No cell feeds itself. Each cell feeds other cells, and that's how we need to act towards one another.
Yes, this is the moment to make an effort, to make an attack, to be together. So we need to get out of the situation and whatever was, whatever will be, but to be right here, right now, and depend.
to make the extra effort we didn't make thus far. We didn't count on each other for that until today. Now we need to count on each other to serve the friends and to deny the ego its rule.
A silent workshop. Look at the friends in the 10 with love, with concern. Hold them in your heart the entire lesson.
Silent workshop. I again repeat Yitzhak from Tveria's silent workshop question. Look at the friends with love, with concern. Hold them in your heart throughout the lesson. Again, I repeat, this is a question for a silent workshop. Look at the friends in the 10 with love, with concern. Hold them in your heart throughout the entire lesson. Silent workshop.